degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Casey Gay Williams, president of the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning. What a beautiful morning we have today.
I was going to say, it's a chamber
day. It's a chamber day. I ordered it up just for you.
Where did that saying come from? I mean, it probably for 30 years or more, whenever I broadcast and interviewed chamber, or it's just been a beautiful day, people have said, oh, it's a chamber day.
You know, I guess because the chamber likes to do things for the community and doing events and things like that. I think that, you know, the perfect day we like to think is, you know, a chamber day.
And that means it's beautiful, and it really is Chamber Day since you joined me
the fourth Wednesday
of each month to give us a monthly update on the Chamber activities.
Well, today I thought I'd focus a little bit on some of those things we just do all the time. You know, we do Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, and we have the Jubilee Festival coming up, and our young professionals just had their bingo and brew and raised around $10,000 for the backpack program at United Way. Great night at Fairhope Brewing Company. So we have events, certainly, throughout the year that are a lot of fun and benefit the community. But we also do some things just all the time. And one of those, like our business after hours. It's the first Thursday of every month.
Yikes, that's next week.
Oh, goodness, yes.
I
you're right.
Can you believe it?
It's at the Eastern Shore Arts Center.
Oh, good.
And they've got some handmade pottery that's going to be one of our raffle drawing items. And, of course, if you haven't ever been to the Eastern Shore Arts Center or you haven't been in a while, you really need to come to Business After Hours and see all the great things that Bryant and the staff have done at the Eastern Shore Arts Center. So we're very excited to be at that venue. And it starts at 5, goes to 7, and it's a drop-by. So if you don't get off work till 5:30, come by, have a nibble, you know, have something to drink, and meet some folks and see some old friends. So that happens the first Thursday of every month.
That's one of my, if not my favorite, networking event with the Eastern Shore Chamber.
Well, you know, I always say we cover, the chamber goes up to 25 to Blakely State Park, out to Felix's on the Causeway, and all the way down to Weeks Bay. So if you want to grow your business and make those organic connections and tell people your story, because we have so many entrepreneurs on the Eastern Shore and so many cool things to learn about each other's business. And this is just a great way to do that. We work to, you know, introduce folks. Our last business after hours was at Riverbank and Trust in Daphne, where we unveiled our artwork for the Jubilee Festival. Posters and t-shirts are in production, so we are underway with that.
Tell us about, when is that festival? Who's the artist as we gear up for that event?
Our artist is Patty Johnson. She's a native of Daphne, grew up in Old Town Daphne, and just does fabulous work. Her work can be seen at the Hello Gallery on Section Street, but our event chairs went out and looked, and it's three oyster shells with fabulous colors. And
it is beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful, and I think the t-shirts are going to be really, really cool. So looking forward to that, and we have extended invitations to about 150 artists, so we're waiting to hear back on, you know, filling in the show. We have, I believe, a full complement of our Jubilee Market vendors, and those are farmer market-esque. You know, they're not really, they don't belong in inside a juried art show, but it's, you know, we're hoping to have the Mushroom Man, and we have honeys, and we have spices, and, you know, we have a lot of food entrepreneurs here on the Eastern Shore, rightfully so. So that gives them an opportunity to shine and show people what they do. So that's exciting. And we have a full food truck, food court. So that's another element that we have that Lot Park in downtown Daphne allows us to be able to put our food trucks all in one area, so that when you are waiting on lunch, you're not in the middle of the artists, you know, and the people trying to look at the art show. So in Lot Park, it's really nice that we can spread out. And of course, we have our entertainment stage with local entertainment. And we also have kids art, and we're bringing back a lot of the kids art things that we were not able to do during COVID pandemic. So
some of those hand-on activities.
Hand-on, you know, where you're a little closer. Mm-hmm. So very excited about that. And of course, it's October 15th and 16th. That's another plus of having to rethink things because of COVID. We've backed it up into October, so it is a little bit cooler than it used to be in September.
Right. Sometimes September can still be brutal.
Yes. So. Usually it is. So I'm so excited about that.
All right. So mark your calendars, October 15th and 16th. It's the 34th annual Jubilee Festival of Arts. Wow.
Wow. Okay. And then, of course, we have small groups that are new, relatively new, because of COVID, where some people weren't comfortable in the larger business after hours or morning marketing meetings. And one of my favorite is Network at Noon. We have it every third Wednesday of the month. And we have a restaurant in Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. So we have three options. And you sign up, you register online, and you just go have lunch with 9 other people. So
simultaneously.
Yeah. So
at each city, yes, same day.
Same day.
That's cool. So
same
you can
time.
Choose
yes.
Which works for you.
And it's really fun because you typically know a couple of people. You might know more. But, you know, I try to attend one. We kind of rotate as a staff, but I always meet some new members. I see members who are like, you know, I'm not able to get to business after hours. I'm not able to come to morning marketing meeting.
Right.
And so it's been very popular. And like I said, you sign up and show up for lunch, and there's some chambers, I call it lunch with strangers, but you know, it's a great way to really form some different connections. And if you're in Fairhope trying to grow your business, you know, further north in Daphne or Spanish Fort, you know, go to one in Daphne or Spanish Fort and talk about your business. So it's just a small group, a lot of fun, easy to do. Everybody buys their own lunch. There's no agenda other than
Did you say third? Third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
And you can register through the chamber office, or of course, if you're a member, you can register through our links on the Weekly Wake Up or on our chamber website.
And as a member, we get a calendar every month that tells us about all of these things so that we can make our reservations.
Absolutely. We provide links. We call it the Weekly Wake Up, and typically it comes out every Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's, here's what's going on. We spotlight our Ambassador of the Month, a Leaders Council member. We have job postings on the Weekly Wake Up, as well as community events and our events. So our events have a link that you click on to register. And so that comes out every Monday, unless it's a holiday weekend. And we send out the Eastern Shore Spotlight every Friday. And that is probably our most popular digital newsletter, because it's all the things that have been in the media, or most all things have been in the media about the Eastern Shore. So it might be an article about from Southern Living. It might be a newscast. It might be a press release from one of our members. So it's education, politics, tourism, members in the news. It's divided up in categories. So if you are a hotel or a restaurant and you're very interested in the tourism market, you could just look at those three or four articles and say, okay, which one of those do I want to click on and read?
So I like it. Sometimes I use it in my community news announcements.
And well, thank you for that. But it's just a great way to stay up to date on what's coming out with, you know, along the Eastern Shore and what's being said and promoted, and our members in the news. Always good to see good things happening there.
If we have folks listening that are entrepreneurs or business owners or managers, etc., that are interested in joining the chamber, tell us about that.
Well, we've made it really easy. Number one, you can always call the chamber office. However, you can go to eschamber.com, which is our website, and on the homepage it says click here to join. or something along that line. And you click there and you can either say, hey, I'd love to talk to somebody, and we'll give you a call and have a conversation to be sure that membership is going to provide value. That's very important to me. You can actually fill out the membership application, which is not very long, very easy and uncomplicated. And, you know, if you really know that's exactly what you want to do, you can actually even pay membership. And so whatever stage you're in, I want to talk, I'm going to apply, but I want somebody to give me a call.
Okay.
Or you can apply and pay. And in any of those circumstances, you'll get a call within just, you know, a day for us to talk with you, because we want that membership to be of value. And I think a lot of folks feel like the chamber, there's a perception it's really expensive. You know, the average small business with five or less employees is in the neighborhood of $300 for the year.
The whole year?
The whole year.
Wow, that's good.
So, and it does depend on the type of business, how many employees. So there's a lot of variations there. But, you know, just for the basic business model, you know, it's, we try to keep it so that it's not cost prohibitive, because we do have so many small businesses that we serve. That's really the basis of our chamber.
And you have a lot of resources, including the Business Academy. Is that still active?
Yes. Smart Business Academy is designed to bring information that people who are working don't have time to really go out and research or seek or... so we try to make it easy. And one of our most recent Smart Business Academies was a CPR, first aid, and AED, I think that's the right certification. Jennifer Knoll was our teacher. She is a member of the chamber. And so five of my staff are now certified in all those areas. And we had a couple of restaurants represented there, as well as just some other business folks. OSHA requires some businesses to have someone certified. And so we brought that, and it was amazing. And we will do that again. And so we try to bring things such as social media 101, tools to use for marketing your business. We have a Toastmasters coming up. So if public speaking or presenting is not really your thing, then, you know, come to the Smart Business Academy. It's usually 10 to 15 people, depending on the type of event. Sometimes there's a small fee to cover the cost, but, you know, whatever you're looking for, and you don't have to be a member to come, if you just want to see what they're about. But again, you can register through calling the chamber, and they are posted on Weekly Wake Up.
Very good. Busy, busy, as usual.
Yes, we are.
Anything else you want to mention about the Eastern Shore Chamber?
Well, you know, we really are here to serve the business community. We like to connect business with the community and education. So if you're not sure what the chamber's about, or maybe you were a member a long time ago, and, you know, we've done so many new things, and hope you'll call us and talk through how we can serve you.
What's that number?
251-928-6387.
928-6387, eschamber.com, and Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce on Facebook.
Yes, and you're always welcome to stop by the office at 327 Fairhope Avenue.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Casey Gay Williams, and we'll see you at the Business After Hours, which I can't believe is Thursday.
Next week.
And then Friday's First Friday Art Walk.
Yes.
So Adrian, our friend Adrian's got her hands.
She's got, yes, she does. Yes, she does.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is now 8:36 and 82 degrees. If you missed that interview or you want to tell a friend, perhaps you're just tuning in at the tail end, we post all of our community contact interviews online at WABF1480.com.